This is a podcast from the Refugee Study Centre. To learn more about our work, please visit www.rsc.ox.ac.uk.
Hi everyone. So this paper emerges from a larger project, which is an intimate biography of a young man who's also a forced migrant. And I've spoken about him before in the last 18 months twice, so some of you will be familiar with his story. Apologies for telling it again. It's from a different angle this time, and I promise never to tell the story again after this at Oxford. So it's a young man called Asad Abdullahi. And I met him in September 2010 when he was living in a shack settlement outside Cape Town. And we met, I mean, oddly enough, in my car, where we can go into why later, about three times a week over the course of a year, where I took down his life story in as much detail as I could. And we also went around the Somali settlement of Cape Town, and he introduced me to many people there. And then I spent another few months on my own tracing his journey. He lived a very itinerant childhood, primarily in Nairobi, Addis Ababa, and Diridawa, among other places. And I went there and tried to find what traces of him were left and tried to reconstruct something of the context in which he made important life decisions. And my preoccupation was the series of trajectory-altering decisions that he's made during the course of his life, you know, why he made them, the role of inheritance of situation, the content of his imagination. I was particularly interested in his propensity for taking risks and why, whether he had ends in life and what they might be and how they changed. These were sorts of questions I was interested in. And, I mean, among the many decisions he took or has taken during the course of his life have been how to align himself politically. He's moved through a great many environments, a great many political worlds. And in each one, the question of what sort of political identity to adopt was not set in stone. How to position himself in relation to the politics of the Horn of Africa, in relation to refugee politics, the domestic politics of the various countries through which he moved. Several options were always open, and I was interested in why he took some options and not others. Those were the sorts of questions that interested me. Now, in looking at the series of political decisions that he's taken, or the political positions he's adopted over the course of his adult life thus far, I found that I was unable to understand any of these choices, these political choices, without at the same time understanding his relation to a woman that he loved. And this was, of course, a function of my methodology. I mean, I was writing an intimate history of a person, and I was thus interested in the woman he loved. But nonetheless, I can't imagine a credible account of his political decisions that ignores the women in his life. So there are, of course, old methodological questions at stake here. Where do a person's values come from? How are they connected to his or her interests? And these are connected to a series of ontological questions about the relationship between a person's interior and the various social forces around him or her. And what follows doesn't tackle these questions head on. It's really quite tentative and exploratory. So to begin with the